السلام عليك يا أم المؤمنين، يا خديجة الكبرى، O mother of the believers, your being was pure belief. Now in your absence, my being is engulfed in grief. Never has Allah granted me any better, and no children can compare to your daughter. There is no equal to you, O Khadija, and to be your husband is the highest honor. With conviction you followed me. What sacrifices you made. You recognized the mission and were my greatest aid. Khadija, it is best that you go, although it pains me. The bruises are not meant for you to see. A mother should not be in that alley. Khadija, it's best that you are not around on that day when your grandson will be trampled on the ground. Lady Khadija, Salamullah alayha, was without exaggeration the backbone of Rasulullah and his religion. When the land was full of disbelievers, she did not doubt him. In the most difficult of circumstances, she stood by him and supported him. If the religion reached every corner of the globe, it was through the contributions of Lady Khadija. In the beginning of her marriage, she was wealthy. But when on her deathbed all of that wealth had been spent in the way of Islam and its spread, come now to the door of Rasulullah. We must give our condolences to the Rasul and that daughter who tonight will become motherless. Lady Khadija spent all that she had to keep Islam alive. But in her final moments, she called over to her daughter Fatima al-Zahra and said, "Tell your father that I do not have enough money to purchase a kafan. Tell him to bury me in that cloak that he would wear when revelation would descend upon him. It is easier for a daughter to convey certain messages. But where is the shame, O Lady Khadija, in this request? It is from your wealth in those years that we are able to recognize the religion today. It is narrated that Jibreel descended upon Rasulullah while he was placing his cloak over Lady Khadija, and he informed him, "Inna kafana Khadijata min indina." O Muhammad, the shroud of Lady Khadija is with us. She spent all that she had in the way of Allah. Let her shroud be on us. Could there have been a more fitting ending to this story? A lady who spent her life and her wealth in the way of Allah will return to him wrapped in a heavenly cloth. But Jibreel, if Lady Khadija were to be buried in the Aba of Rasulullah, no one would have said that she did not have a shroud. Is there a more blessed way to be buried than being wrapped in the Aba of the Messenger that he would wear when receiving the Holy Message? Jibreel, if you wanted to bring a kafan from the heavens for someone who did not have a kafan, where were you on the day of Ashura when the kafan of the grandson of Rasulullah was the sand of Karbala? Hussein was performed in his own blood. As-salamu ala al-madfunina bila akfan. As-salamu ala al-mughassali bidam al-jirah. Jibreel, for 3 days, will you not bring a kafan to cover his body? Sallallahu alayki ya ummal mu'minin. Sallallahu alaykum ya ahla baytin. Oh,